Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Valabha Girivar Dhari Gopijana Valabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Stotara Sutta Sri Shana. His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iskand Vibhiti Fangaracharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Stotara Sutta Sri Shana. Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Primanandi Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki. All glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees, all glories to the Assembly of Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12.
The killing of the demon Agasur, verse 13.
Killing of Agasur, text number 13. 10, 12, 13. Atha ghanama bhyapatan mahasuras. Tesham sukha kridana vikshana kshama. Nityam yarantar nija jivitep shubhi. Pitam ritair apyamarai pratikshyate. Atha ganama bhyapatan mahasuras. Tesham sukha kridana vikshana kshama. Nityam yarantar nija jivitep shubhi. Pitam ritair apyamarai pratikshyate. Atha ghanama bhyapatan mahasuras. Tesham sukakridana bhikshana kshama. Nityam yarantar nija jivitep shubhi. Pitam ritairapyamarai pratikshate. Patan Mahasuras Tesham Sukakridana Vikshanakshama Nityam Yadanta Nijagivitetsuri Pitam Nitarapyamarai Patikshate. Okay, so word for word, atha, thereafter, aghanama, a very powerful demon by the name Agha, abhyapatat, appeared on the spot, maha asura, a great, extremely powerful demon. Desham, of the cowherd boys. Sukha-kridana, the enjoyment of their transcendental pastimes. Vikshana-akshamaha, being unable to see. He could not tolerate the transcendental happiness of the cowherd boys. Nityam, perpetually. Yarantaha, the end of the life of Aghasura. Nija jivata ipshubihi, just to live undisturbed by Aghasura. Pita amritayapi, although they drank nectar every day. Amarai, by such demigods. Pratikshate, was also being awaited. The demigods were also awaiting the death. Of the great demon Aghasura. Now Madan Mohan Prabhu will speak. He only got 5 minutes to prepare.
Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. I was thinking, before I read this first translation of verse 13, I wanted to read the translation for the first 12 verses, just to give us, because it's a change of an idea right now. So how he led up to that, and then the verse and purport will fit really nice. So verse 1, yeah, getting back to 1. One other thing I did notice in the translation and the purport, even the word for word, that Prabhupada is intense ecstasy writing this purport, and even the word for word translations, that sometimes that's, he said that these purports are my devotional ecstasies. So sometimes it helps to recognize that or enter into that and get the shadow attachment. All right. Next one. Sukadeva Goswami continued, O King, one day Krishna decided to take his breakfast as a picnic in the forest. Having risen early in the morning, he blew his bugle made of a horn and awoke all the cowherd boys and calves with its beautiful sound. Then Krishna and the boys, keeping their respective groups of calves before them, proceeded from Brajabhumi to the forest. So this was an unusual day in one sense. He woke everybody up. Who knows what time that was? He woke up. He blows his horn. Everybody wakes up. Oh, we're going to go out for a picnic today for Krishna. So imagine what it's like when you'll hear that bugle and then you say, oh, it's a day. It's not the alarm clock that come the Mangal Arati, even though that could be the same thing for at a certain point in time. But most of us don't view it quite like that. Here's Krishna calling us to come see him and play. Text 2. At that time, hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys came out of their respective homes in Brajabhumi and joined Krishna, keeping before them their hundreds and thousands of groups of calves. The boys were very beautiful, and they were equipped with lunch bags, bugles, flutes, and sticks for controlling calves. So they're well decked out here. Along with the cowherd boys and their own groups of calves, Krishna came out with an unlimited number of calves assembled. Then all the boys began to sport in the forest in a greatly playful spirit. So right away they're having a good time. They're just starting to play right away. It's not that they're groggy or, boy, why did Krishna get us up so early? They're all having a really good time right away. And then, although all these boys were already decorated by their mothers with ornaments of pearls and gold, when they went into the forest, they further decorated themselves with fruits, green leaves, bunches of flowers, peacock feathers, and soft minerals. So we can just see they're rubbing different things on them and putting all, they're all decorated. What a playful mood that they're in. Because that's mentioned here as one of the specific words. Here is the Vikasana, it says that, I think it was Vikasana Akasma Sama. Being unable to see, he could not tolerate the transcendental happiness of the cowherd boys. This is what was infuriating Agasura. He was just going crazy by seeing this. He couldn't see it. He couldn't, and it says he couldn't see the reason or understand it. Sometimes seeing means different things. But whatever he was seeing was not the actual fact. He was seeing it through his demoniac mentality, and it was agitating him greatly, really upsetting him. All right. We used to hear, get a job, somewhere. Oh, I think we're at text 5. All the cowherd boys used to steal one another's lunch bags. When they saw a boy come to, when a boy came to understand that his bag had been taken away, the other boys would throw it further away. They'd probably laugh each time, too. To a more distant place, and those standing there would throw it still further. When the proprietor of the bag became disappointed, all the boys would laugh, and the proprietor would cry, and then the bag would be returned. We used to call it monkey in the ring. Did they have a common saying like that, monkey in the ring, keep away? They take the bag and you'd go for it and you'd throw it to somebody else and you'd go again and they'd throw it to somebody else and everybody would be laughing at you. Anybody had that experience growing up? Keep away. Kids, oh well, here's where it came from. So now we have a... Sometimes Krishna would go somewhat distant place to see the beauty of the forest. Then all the other boys would run to accompany him, each one saying, I shall be the first to run and touch Krishna. I shall touch Krishna first. In this way, they enjoyed life by repeatedly touching Krishna. We had a class about eagerness, so they were running, like the one that was saying, well, I'll get there, you know, you go ahead. They were all running, so this is the competition. You have to run to touch Krishna. You can't just say, ah, oh, you know. That's the loyum, akuti. number 11, I think, right? Okay. All the boys would be differently engaged. Some boys blew their flutes, some blew their bugles made of horn. Some imitated the buzzing of the bumblebees. Others imitated the voice of the cuckoo. Some boys imitating flying birds by running after the birds' shadows on the ground. Some imitated the beautiful movements and attractive postures of the swans. Some sat down with the ducks, sitting silently, and others imitated the dancing of the peacocks. That's the one we use a lot. We imitate the dancing of the peacocks. Did you know that? You like when you put your hands up, you go this way, Swami step, peacocks. You ever watch them dance? They kind of shudder, though, the dancing peacocks. I've noticed that today. What's the difference between pranams and holding your hands up? So I asked Sesha, and he said, Hare Krishna. Very good. Because isn't it, everybody goes like this, but Krishna, he comes as Lord Chaitanya, and he says, go like that. But even Krishna also did that. Do you know who he did that with? They came out like this. They came out. And he says, hold your hands up. Full surrender, you know, hold your hands up. All right. Anyway, they all married Krishna that way. That's an intimate point. Some of the boys imitated the flying, the birds running, dancing ducks. Some boys attracted young monkeys in the trees. Some jumped into the trees, imitating the monkeys. Some made faces as the monkeys were accustomed to do. You have to imagine that, you know. Monkey see, monkey do. Others jumped from one branch to another. Some boys went to the waterfalls and crossed over the river, jumping with the frogs. Ribbit. Then, and when they saw their own reflections on the water, they would laugh. They would also condemn the sounds of their own echoes. That was in the, sometimes they would shout into the wells, and then when it came back, they would say different things about the, in this way, all the cowherd boys used to play with Krishna, who is the source of the Brahman effulgence for the jnanis, desiring to merge into the effulgence, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the devotees who have accepted eternal servitorship. And for ordinary persons, is but an ordinary child. The cowherd boys, being having accumulated the results of pious activities for many lives, were able to associate in this way with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How can one explain their great fortune? And then today's verse. Oh, is this today's? It's one more. Oh, yeah. One more verse, then today's. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, none of which are easily performed. Yet, in due course of time, when these yogis obtain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of the dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can be described about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi Vrindavan, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead lives, and who saw the Lord's face, who saw the Lord face to face? And then today's verse. My dear Prickett, thereafter there appeared a great demon named Agasura, whose death was already awaited even by the demigods. The demigods, they didn't want to see that. Hare Krishna. The demigods drank nectar every day, but still feared the great demon and awaited his death. This demon could not tolerate the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed in the forest by the cowherd boys. So just a couple things in the translation there, that it mentions every time great demon. So he wasn't an ordinary demon. He was a great demon, and that takes a lot of practice and many, many lifetimes of honing that skill of, like, just really disliking and giving trouble to everybody. And he got really good, and now he's so powerful, he's going after Krishna himself, the source of all the happiness there is. So, all right. Purport. One may ask how Krishna's pastimes could be interrupted by a demon. Anybody think that? Here's this demon's interrupting. I was noticing that we're on a, Prabhupada called it the elevator, that we're Krishna conscious elevator, that the yoga system is a very technical system, and you proceed step by step, and it's very, very, many, many lifetimes. We just hear about these other ones, many, many lifetimes. So because we're on this Prabhupada elevator, we're moving so fast, sometimes I compare it to surfing across the ocean of material existence. This, what do you call it, hydrofoil? It doesn't even touch the water. It's just moving so fast that sometimes we wouldn't even ask that question, how Krishna's pastimes aren't being interrupted by this demon. Not at all. Because we already have this incredible understanding by associating only by Prabhupada's mercy that we have all these understanding. Just the vocabulary that the devotees have. That was my morning. I was stunned by just thinking the vocabulary that devotees use. Just like the word duality. Okay, it's a simple word. We use it quite often. The pleasure of the various activities, they could not eat their lunch. So this verse, this point in the purport, is that you ecstasy. In other words, because for variegatedness, one ecstasy stops and then another ecstasy begins. So the demons, they think this is the time to attack when they're between ecstasies, because they wouldn't even notice otherwise. So he plotted this out because they have very fine intelligence in discriminating these things, how to plan an attack. And he already saw that the last demons, they didn't make it. You know, like we understand that Putana, that's his sister, isn't it? She made a couple mistakes. She came what was it? She dressed herself up. Oh, she went right into where Krishna was and interacted there. But and then the next demon, the cart demon, he says, I'm not going to be like that. I'm going to not be part of what was going on. But he also got caught. So here, I don't know what Agasura's exact thinking was, unless they tell us. It's a little scary to try to empathize with him. When was he? Anyway, therefore, at lunchtime, Agasura appeared by the arrangement of Yogamaya so that for the time being, they would stop their activities and take lunch. Okay, this was his thinking revealed to us by Yogamaya helped with that. Changing varieties are the mother of enjoyment. The cowherd boys would constantly play, then stop, and then enjoy in a different way. How many people remember what Prabhupada would say? He says, dance, and then when you get a little tired, take some prasadam, right? So, and then, of course, most of the time, like on Sunday, it's a feast. You have this incredible sweet rice. So you move from one activity to another activity. Oh, you're so tired from dancing for madmen for a little while, thinking of the good fortune of being in front of the deities, allowing them to see you. Because I make up little sayings. Like, for me, darshan is Krishna saying, why don't you come by and see me? He says, I'm here, I'm all dressed. I'm just down the street. Come by and see me. You know, so it's just, and then, of course, today's one of those little thoughts was when you pay obeisances and you or you paying attention, what's the currency that you use for paying that? Okay, I'll take it. But you're paying obeisances. So what's the currency? What do you pay with? What is it? You're paying obeisances, so what is the currency that you're paying it with? Huh? The holy name?
Humility.
Oh, that's a nice, that's definitely a good currency to use. I've heard other ones, faith, surrender,
respect.
So sometimes if you're not paying attention, you may not have enough currency. So you have to see which one of these elements you have because of the, you know, the 10th offense, it says you're inattentive. So you have to pay attention more to the quality time with Krishna. When you come to the morning program, you really have quality time because that's a term now that they use that exclusively with someone. It's not that I'm with you and I'm with 10 other people and we fit in what we can say to each other once in a while. But when you spend quality time with Krishna, that the morning program is like just quality time. Come by, see me, spend some quality time together. So that's our sadhana, which is also festival sadhana. If you've noticed, because the soul we're realizing is made up of sat, chit, ananda. So how can you realize ananda? Who knows? There's a verse for that. Just like, you know, the iPhone has, there's an app for that. So there's a verse for that. So what's a nice verse for realizing Sat-Chit-Ananda? Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter. Anybody got it yet? Well, it's not one, it's two. Okay, always two in devotional service. So what's the verse? Rajavijja, Rajaguyam, Pravitjam. Oh, Pratyaksha, which means, what's that one mean? Pratyaksha. Anybody know pratyaksha? Huh? Direct perception. And what are you directly perceiving? Susukam. And what's the name? Well, you're directly perceiving the self. And what is the self? Susukam. It's also, that's, su is superlative, sukam, happiness. So that's close, right? Satchit ananda, susukam, kevala ananda khan. So this process that we're undergoing is because you have to realize that you're ananda. So how are you going to realize that? You have to have a process by which you're ananda. So this sadhana is a festival What you chant these wonderful songs. You're jumping up and down. And, what do they say? Jumping out of your skin. Dancing. How is that possible? You know, where do you get that energy from? Where is it coming from? You know, is it the external potency? No. Is it coming? It comes through the senses, but this is the purified senses. 622? I forgot. It says that he realizes his self and he rejoices in himself through his mind, the purified mind. Isn't it? You know the verse, Keshav? Oh, it's a big long verse there. It talks about that. He thinks there's no greater gain, and he realizes the nature of himself. And just like, say, she gave a nice class on Sunday about the flame that doesn't flicker in the windless place. So that started me thinking, he gives such nice classes, is that this, that flame is actually our sambandha gyan, this understanding of our relationship with Krishna. And the wind that blows that makes it flicker, that's material desires and material. It blows against that flame, and it can sometimes even put it out if you make offenses. But if you just have to do that, maintain your sambandha, because it's not an impersonal thing where they just try to stop the activities of the mind for a moment. It's the purified mind by sambandha. And where do you get the sambandha? Well, Krishna Chaitanya, or Radha Krishna Naha Anya, Jayatam Sarito Pangor, Mama Manda Matir Gati, Matsarva Svapatambo Jo Radha Madan Mono. I missed a bunch of my stuff. Oma Gyana, Timrandas, Janajana, Salaka, Taksus Militani, Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. So the spiritual master, is there a connection between Sambandha Gyan and the spiritual master? Who knows? And Madan Mohana? Well, we could go a couple different angles. One, the spiritual master, initiating spiritual master, is a representative of Sambandha Gyan, which is Radha, Madan Mohan. So, and then Lord Chaitanya, he's the combination of the both. And then, what about 434? If you approach the spiritual master, he'll give you that sacrifice that will free you from all the contamination. And what is that? That's Tattva Darshan. Oh, yeah, well, that's because he's seen it. But when you know, when you've seen the truth, what will you know? And that's, all beings are in me or mine. And then you go back to the Sri Shapanishad, what is their anxiety for him? He doesn't hate anyone. He's free from designation. Sarvupadi Vimuktam, Vinir Muktam. So then you start to see, then you go into just designations. It is what stops, that makes that flame flicker pretty strongly. So out of become that. When they talk about control of the mind, they talk about service, it's always on that platform of becoming free from the designations. And then everything falls into place with Jaitam Sarito Pangur. Sorry. So for the time being, they would stop their activities and take lunch. Changing varieties are the mother of enjoyment. The cowherd boys would simultaneously play, then stop, then again enjoy in a different way. Therefore, every day a demon would come and interrupt their sporting pastimes. The demon would be killed, and then the boys would engage in their transcendental pastimes. And we see, even with this particular pastime here, it was such a far-out maneuver by Yoga Maya that even Krishna had to take a moment to think about how this was taking place. Because he says, the coward boys have no prabhada karma, past karma. How do you say it? Prabhada. Anyway, there's a word for your past karma. They don't have any of that. They're coward boys. So how is it that they walked into this demon's mouth? How they know everything. So he took a moment to recognize, and then Just like with Balaram, with when he was recognizing there was something unusual, how a year had already gone by with the cowherd boys being missed, and he didn't notice that before. The same way the Yogamaya, she's interacting with Krishna and taking a moment for him to recognize, how is this happening? And then he comes up with it. It's the Leela Shakti. This is how this is taking place. And then, of course, he does it. But because Krishna also always likes to be enjoying and entertaining, and Yogamaya arranges this. And this is what we're learning now in the 10th canto. As we went through the other 9 cantos, we built up our vocabulary, we built up our philosophical understanding of what it is and what it isn't. Like it says, both directly and indirectly, etavadeva jignasya, that one should understand the truth both directly and indirectly. So we have to understand what it is and what it isn't. Because a lot of times, especially in devotional service, it's not what it looks like. You have to have the philosophical understanding, or just the mercy, and then it Krishna says, I'll take care of all that, even if you don't know exactly 10-10. He says, I'll give you the what's going on, what you would call the inside scoop, but that's an inside pun. Oh, well. So I'll stop there and see if there's any questions, and thank you for, hope I said something that was useful. Couple minutes. Thank you. Hare Krishna. There's someone over here.
Thank you for a very nice class. Yeah. I really like that iPhone analogy.
There's a verse for that.
Yeah. Did you mean the word was prarabdha? Prarabdha for the past karma, is that the word? Prarabdha?
For the type of karma that they don't have?
Yeah,
yeah. That there's different kinds. So one of the words is that they have this... How do you say it again?
Prarabdha.
Yeah, prarabdha. They don't have that. So what would cause it? Because usually, materialists, everybody's forced to act helplessly. So it's not so hard to be trikalagyan in one sense. You're doing this, what's the next thing going to happen? Just like... that fellow was sawing a branch with him sitting on the outside of the branch, and somebody comes by and says, hey, you better stop that, you're going to fall. He says, what are you talking about? So he cuts it, boom, he falls. And he says, are you a great astrologer that you could tell that I was going? No, I mean, if you're doing this, it's the next thing. You know, I used my credit card and I got a bill. How's that? You know, so... So after a little while, when one sees the cause is in the effect and the effect is in the cause, he sees that. That's a level of perception that develops in Krishna consciousness. You see the cause in the effect and the effect in the cause. And it moves on from there, but that's one of the preliminary ones. So that assists your intelligence as saying that this is one of those things that they're telling me not to do. So I'd be better not to do it. That's the easy way, because Krishna says we can do this the easy way and we can do this the hard way. Take your pick. We're trying to do it the easy way, chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah.
I'll give a little insight into this Agasura.
Oh, good.
It's stated in his past life, his name was Aga.
Aga?
Oh. He was the son of either a rishi or a king. I don't remember.
Put the mic a little closer, please.
And so he saw this sage Astavakra, and he started to laugh at him. Because Aga was a very handsome guy, you know. Oh. But when he saw Astavakra, I think Astavakra was bent in 8 places. Oh. So he was really crooked, you know. That's difficult, you know. And so Aga was laughing at the sage, and the sage calls him, you know, that you become a horrible demon. And then he begged forgiveness. And then the sage said, well, okay, you'll be liberated by Krishna, something like this.
Oh. So he was especially empowered by...
So just imagine, I mean, he was this handsome guy, and then he jumped into this horrific demon.
So we also understand whatever position you're in now, Prabhupada would say you never know what your next body is going to be. You know, so it really becomes senseless to think if you make a bunch of money in this lifetime by cheating and different things, what's your next lifetime? It's so short-lived, it says the wise man doesn't take part in the sources of miseries which are due to contact with the senses. Such pleasure at beginning and the wise man doesn't delight in them, he transfers that. And then, of course, you can think of the first offense. He says, if he just blasphemed a crooked fellow and he got in this much trouble. So we have, I like to think of different ways of looking at the 10 offenses, because that's the only thing, these little list of 10 things, that's keeping us from eternally blissful existence. 10 little things. So they require some attention to check out. So the first one is the blasphemy of the devotee. So I just say, any friend of yours, Krishna, is a friend of mine. Wouldn't that? But then it gets a little complicated, because Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. He says, I'm the friend of everybody. So then you have to go to the 12th chapter. He says, well, now you have to be a kind friend to everyone. Put nobody in anxiety. So they're all hooked together. I started doing this, that you can make garlands out of verses. You just string them together by your moment of how they're approaching you, and you can just string the different verses together, and you can offer them to Prabhupada's mercy, you know. Anyway, there are any? It's fun to do if you want to make some. Any other questions or comments? We're always over time a little, sorry. Jai, thank you. All glories of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.